Let's turn in the scriptures now to Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, and we will read together through chapter 62. The end of chapter 62. So Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to the end of chapter 62. Starting in verse 1 of Isaiah 60, this is the word of God. Give your attention now to it. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will rise upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar, and your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of the nations will come to you. A multitude of camels will cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba will come, and they will bring gold and frankincense, and will bear good news of the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you. The rams of Nebaioth will minister to you. They will go up with acceptance in my altar, on my altar, and I shall glorify my glorious house. Who are these who fly like a cloud and like the doves to their lattices? Surely the coastlands will wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish will come first to bring your sons from afar, their silver and their gold with them. For the name of the Lord your God, and for the Holy One of Israel, because He has glorified you. Foreigners will build up your walls, and their kings will minister to you. For in my wrath I struck you, and in my favor I have had compassion on you. Your gates will be open continually. They will not be closed day or night, so that men may bring to you the wealth of the nations, with their kings led in procession. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you will perish, and the nations will be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the juniper, the box tree, and the cypress together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I shall make the place of my feet glorious. The sons of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, with no one passing through, I will make you an everlasting pride, a joy from generation to generation. You also suck the milk of nations and suck the beasts, the breast of kings. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will give you gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stones, iron. And I will make peace your administrators, and righteousness your overseers. Violence will not be heard again in your land, nor devastation or destruction within your borders. But you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. No longer will you have the sun for light by day, nor for brightness will the moon give your light. But you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and your God for your glory. Your sun will no longer set, nor will your moon wane. For you will have the Lord for an everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be over. Then all your people will be righteous. They will possess the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. The smallest one will become a clan, and the least one a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in its time. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting, so they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations, and they will repair the ruined cities. the desolations of many generations. Strangers will stand and pasture your flocks, and foreigners will be your farmers and your vine dressers. But you will be called the priests of the Lord. You will be spoken of as ministers of our God. You will eat the wealth of nations, and in their riches you will boast. Instead of your shame, you will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will shout for joy over their portion. Therefore, they will possess a double portion in their land. Everlasting joy will be theirs. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and the burnt offering, and I will faithfully give them their recompense and make an everlasting covenant with them. Then their offspring will be known among the nations, and their descendants in the midst of the peoples. All who see them will recognize them, because they are the offspring whom the Lord has blessed. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as a garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning. The nations will see your righteousness, and all kings your glory, and you will be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will designate. You will also be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. It will no longer be said of you forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said desolate. But you will be called, my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married. For as a young man marries a virgin, so your sons will marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so your God will rejoice over you. On your walls, O Jerusalem, I have appointed watchmen. All day and all night they will never keep silence. You who remind the Lord, take no rest for yourselves, and give him no rest until he establishes and makes Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by his strong arm, I will never again give you grain as food for your enemies, nor will foreigners drink your new wine for which you have labored. But those who garner it will eat it and praise the Lord, and those who gather it will drink it in the courts of my sanctuary. Go through the gates. Clear the way for the people. Build up the highway. Remove the stones. Lift up a standard over the peoples. Behold, the Lord has proclaimed to you the end of the earth. So say to the daughter of Zion, lo, your salvation comes. Behold, his reward is with him, and his recompense before him. And they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you will be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. That is the word of the Lord. The passage that we're looking at very closely links, it has a link to Revelation chapter 21 when it talks about the New Jerusalem. And so here and there we see a description of Gentiles in the kingdom of God. The nations will walk by the light of the holy city. In actuality, the description, as we look at chapter 60, the first few verses describes the birth of Christ and those coming to see Him. We find an announcement of God's intention to gather a worldwide harvest of the gospel, so that even those who have attacked Judah and Jerusalem among the nations as foreign kings, they will bow before Christ. And what does the New Jerusalem look like that Judah is being warned about going into exile? And yet the Lord giving them in the description hope for the future. First, heaven is a place of true happiness. There you'll find peace and prosperity in verses 11 and 4 through 14. It's a place filled with joy and peace and righteousness. Second, its inhabitants are preoccupied with praise, verse 18. Third, its theme is praise is salvation. We see that throughout the whole passage. Fourth, the recipient of praise is God Himself, verses 19 and 20. And so, there isn't games and bowling and baseball, whatever you come up with. It's praise and worship to God. Fifth, only the righteous, the redeemed, will be in heaven. And finally, the final state of existence is not far away. It is close, verse 22. The Lord will hasten it in its time. Those are some characteristics of the New Jerusalem. Chapter 61 then outlines the everlasting covenant. Verses 1 through 9. The certainty that is found in our passage is rooted in God's covenant. The promises we just heard about. The future blessing to come. And now this chapter focuses on the one who introduces that blessing. You see verse 8, it's called the everlasting covenant, referring to the new covenant, the covenant of grace. Same covenant given to Abraham and David and Moses. Here the Christians are a people the Lord has blessed. We see in the passage the Redeemer of the covenant is the Lord's anointed. And that the return of the exiled Israel will return to the land of promise. The restoration of God's blessing will come upon the people of God so that all believers will be called priests. So thinking of 1 Peter, the priesthood of all believers. And we see that in verse 6. In verses 10 through 11 we see the being clothed with the robe of righteousness, the imputed righteousness that will come to the believer from all nations. And then also there is, in verse 2, the vengeance of the covenant. The covenant not only contains promises of blessing to true believers, but also curses to those who do not believe. And then chapter 62, this picture of marriage showing forth the beauty of Zion, the holy city, verse 4. And so the future in view for the Christian, all the beauty and glory that awaits you. The passage calls us then to prayer and supplication, verses 6 and 7. And such who pray, praying the promises, longing for what awaits, will such who do so will not be disappointing. You see verse 12, they will call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord. And you will be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. And the Lord through Isaiah gives us a glimpse of heaven. And we are meant to be in eager anticipation of it. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the New Jerusalem, the city of God, Zion, which we await now, knowing that it will come soon for us. We will enter in because we, as the bride of Christ, have been married. And we will never be separated from our Savior. And we will actually be joined to Him in glory. And Father, we ask that You would make us men and women, children of prayer, praying Your promises, remembering the covenant promises, of which You are faithful, even which Your name, the Lord, Yahweh, declares to us, Your faithfulness. Or calls us to exalt and praise Your name, even now and on this, the Lord's day, as we gather together for worship, together praising Your name, a foretaste of what it will be like for all eternity. And in there, in eternity, in glory, it will be so much greater than what we have here. For we will worship in perfect truth, according to Your word. And we will worship there with pure hearts, with no more sin, nor even pain of body or energy draining or tiredness, but with full energy and strength that we receive from You. And we will be gathered not just ourselves, but all saints from all times, from all places, from all nations. And we will worship Your name, the holy name of God, Yahweh. And we'll praise Your Son and glorify His name. And we'll do so by the strength, even then, of the Spirit working in our hearts. Father, we ask that you would be glorified even now, that this imperfection that we give, you would perfect in your Son. And you would make it so much more glorious than we can make it ourselves. Even do so now as you work in us, in our hearts, in our bodies. But as it is lifted up unto you, as we are before your throne, receive it as you would receive it from your Son. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.